women navigate different stages of life, growing in self-knowledge should mean getting dressed becomes easier. Your wardrobe should increasingly reflect your signature style. Welcome to episode 29 of Signature Style Systems. If you are ready to start on your signature style journey, visit my website, signaturestylesystems.com, to see how we can work together. Today on the podcast, I have tips on growing in style as we age, inspired by the life of Iris Apfel, whose style transcended fashion.
Do you wish you could show up to everything in life feeling like yourself? This is Signature Style Systems, and I'm Rebecca Milkey. I know you sometimes feel self-conscious about how you look, because I did too. Now I have a process for discovering your style DNA. In this podcast, I will teach you how to work with your body's design to find clothes that fit and flatter, what you need based on your lifestyle, and where to find your aesthetic. So grab a pen and a sticky note. Let's dive in.
Hey, friends. On request of a podcast listener and in consideration of the world losing the fabulous Iris Apfel recently, today I'm talking about aging without losing your style. In my philosophy, this shouldn't really be a thing, because signature style is based on self-knowledge, and the self-discovery journey is the journey of a lifetime. In other words, as you age, the older you get, you should expect to grow increasingly stylish. And in today's episode, I'm going to give you some practical how-tos. First, you can get started on your journey by taking my style personality quiz. Find the link in the description below or at my website, signaturestylesystems.com. I also just want to tell you parenthetically that, because this is a Myers-Briggs moment here, because I use introverted intuition, I sometimes lose my train of thought in the middle of speaking. This is totally normal for my Myers-Briggs type, but it means that I have to have my notes right here. And I'm just asking you to accept me as one of those people who is prepared and also a little bit in their head. So here we are with some practical principles and tips for those of us who want to grow increasingly stylish as we age. The first tip I have for you, and this is really a guiding principle, is to discover your personal style DNA and use it to steer your style. So here are the elements of style DNA. The D is your visual design. This includes your best proportions, silhouettes, colors, textures, and a lot more. All artistic principles that have to do with how you look and your body's visual design. So a lot of this remains constant through life, but they're like your vertical proportions are going to stay the same for the most part. I mean, we lose a little bit of verticality as we age, but mostly that's going to stay the same, as an example. Some things will change, and more on that in a bit. So the N stands for your lifestyle needs. What activities are you getting dressed for? And this obviously is going to change throughout your lifetime. And the A is for your essential aesthetic. This is the sense of beauty that connects with the essence of who you are. It's right and good for you to both like different things now than you used to like, because you're growing, and also to have elements of this aesthetic that remain constant throughout your life. And we connect to this, we learn this, we mine this by recognizing the visual elements that really connect with us at a soul level. So each person's going to be individual, and you can find this by just finding your visual favorites in any realm. I remember When I was a little kid, I didn't want to, like learning to read, little. I didn't care about any of the books except Dr. Seuss books. And this is in part, I can see, because of my personality. And also because my aesthetic is the bright colors. I remember same thing when I was little. My favorite movie was Peter Pan, and the colors in that are so bright in 1960s. But I know other people who are my age who liked completely different things. I mean, there are so many people who are really into Fred Rogers, and that just was not my aesthetic. Okay, so some things to keep an eye on that change as you age. This is number two. Your use of color. I think it's important to use color and not to wear only neutrals. Neutrals recede, and you might end up finding yourself feeling invisible, which I get it. There are definitely days when you want to feel invisible, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I just think it's a great idea to find and embrace colors that complement your skin tone. And this can change some as you age, but you don't have to go granny pink. Here's some other ideas that are more sophisticated. Rich jewel tones, muted neutrals, timeless classics like navy and burgundy. Those things are all going to work if pastels aren't your jam. But pastels, a lot of times the reason that they're associated with older people is because they do tend to look good with the light colored hair. Okay, and so also, has it been a good long time since you've had your colors done? Like if there were only four options for a color palette when you had your colors done, it's probably time to revisit. Things have changed a lot in the world of color, and a color expert or a stylist can also tell you like how to combine colors in a way that fits with the next thing we're going to, which is contrast. If you change your hair color, either by going softer, a lot of women do that, or lighter when they find their coloring softening. That makes sense. Or if you're allowing it to go natural, and it's changed from when you were coloring it, whatever you do, you need to reevaluate the level of contrast, in how the level of contrast that you put together in your outfits. So a person, as example, who has really dark skin and whose hair was once dark, but now it's completely white, they've suddenly gone from low contrast to high and can absolutely match that level of contrast in the outfit. Okay, so I said before, your vertical proportions are unlikely to change as you age. So an example of this is if you liked knee-length dresses when you were 30, you'll probably still do well with knee-length dresses when you're 60. But your overall silhouette does sometimes change. It's not common, but I mean, I guess it's fairly common that your silhouette's different when you're 75 than when you're 35. But it's not something that's going to change every few years, usually. But if you find that the clothes that you own aren't fitting you anymore, it's time to take a fresh look at your silhouette and find the best style lines for your current body. This is something that I do inside my program, which you can find more information at my website, signaturestylesystems.com. Okay, so number three is prioritize comfort. So I believe everyone has a right to feel comfortable in their clothes. So here are some considerations to keep in mind. Choosing fabrics. Choose natural fibers for breathability and stretch fabrics for movement. I think I've talked about that before, so I don't need to elaborate. Fit. Proper fit is going to ensure that your outfits look polished, and that's always stylish. Never wear your clothing too big. This is a big, this is something that we see a lot more often than people wearing the clothing too small. It's usually people just, their clothes are big and unflattering for their body. So if you have to invest in professional tailoring, just make sure your clothes fit and you always look put together. Styles. Don't be afraid of elastic waist pants. They're no longer considered granny. There's some really cool styles out there. And yeah, what feels comfortable to you matters. Then footwear. This is a big thing for so many of us. So I'm going to just suggest that you use level of refinement to match your footwear to your outfit, regardless of heel height. What I mean by level of refinement is like if you considered a scale of rustic to refined. So with a ball gown, this is very refined. Wear a shoe that's also very refined, even if it has to be flat. Wear like a bejeweled satin ballet slipper. And if your choices are limited severely by foot issues, just embrace it. Find a way to make it part of your signature style. You can borrow a page from our vice president's look and just wear Chucks with everything. So there's really no reason you can't expect to look amazing as you age. You are becoming increasingly who you are, and it's the work of a lifetime. Going back to your style DNA, knowing who you are and what you love and how you can visually communicate that is key to enjoying getting dressed. And that is what all my programs help you with. And like I said, you can learn more at my website, signaturestylesystems.com. So for homework, what I want most for you is for you to be confident in who you are and to share your gifts with the world. We need you. As you think about growing older, it beats the alternative. What would you like your style to be like? Maybe grab a cuppa and just think for a moment. Thank you for being here for the Signature Style Systems podcast. Have fun being you.
If this episode blessed you, it would mean so much to me if you left me a written 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And please share this podcast with your best friends so you can support each other in your signature style journey.